but through the persistence of George Mallory and Guy Bullock, who trained the Sherpas in rope and climbing techniques, they eventually found a way to the North Col by a difficult route from the Carter Valley. Fortunately, the Canadian surveyor, Oliver Wheeler, found a better route from the north. And it was this route that the 1922 expedition would follow to attempt a full-scale assault on the mountain. But how well prepared were they?
Interestingly enough, they didn't really wear down equipment, or at least Mallory and Irvin didn't have down equipment, and I don't really understand why they didn't, because Finch, as you said, had feather jackets and their sleeping bags, they also had feathered sleeping bags. The type of clothing they were wearing was the Burberry gabardine, which is a very tightly woven worsted sort of fabric, which repels snow when there's windproof.
And in terms of when they were sleeping at altitude and being buffeted by the high winds, what were the tents like?
It was really very primitive. And of course, zips weren't really a big thing back then, so the closures were all just tied or with buttons or studs. And they, you know, they couldn't have been that windproof or that comfortable. You know, it must have been kind of survivalish.
And in terms of what they were consuming, food, calorie-wise, liquid-wise, what can you tell us about that, and how important is it, for example, to take enough fluid on?
At high altitude, it would have been very, very simple. But it's really important to eat as many calories as you can. And of course, as soon as you go to altitude, even if you're a really good climber and have a good appetite at sea level, the minute you go really high, you lose your appetite. So it's very difficult to eat. Water is the most important thing. Food's actually not that important once you're above 8,000 meters, because your body doesn't really digest it very well. But what you do need is liquids.